a woman who, by dint of circumstance, she serves time in prison for committing a crime of conscience, and she becomes radicalized and propped up by her local community and decides she's going to change the world in kind of wild-eyed fashion. But then I have to come up with who she lives with, who her family is. And, you know, this is a woman who had everything, who had a successful husband, three daughters, but suddenly everything changes just as her own life in her 40s is about to take off or take root. And, you know, the world starts playing whack-a-mole with her. You know, first, even before that, she loses one of her three children to cancer as a little baby. And then her oldest daughter goes to live halfway around the world because she follows in her father's footsteps and becomes a pediatrician working for Doctors Without Borders. And that leaves her with her middle daughter, the middle child, always problematic, you know, in families of three children. And so I said, well, there you go. There's my internal drama and there's my external drama. You know, how difficult it is to maintain a sense of idealism when everything around you is trying to smack you upside the head every 2 seconds, and then the plight of her middle daughter to find a niche for herself in this family of overachievers. And as the people in this woman's family kind of leave her, they don't abandon her, but they start, you know, this is a woman in her late 40s, and she's kind of on her own. And so she finds a reason for the relationship with her one remaining daughter. Her daughter, and she knows her daughter's having a hard time kind of finding a place for herself. You know, their relationship becomes something shocking, revelatory, potentially destructive, and yet potentially life-saving. And for me, it was, you know, it's a shocking moment when we discover what's going on, and yet I feel it happens organically, and it starts organically, and I think it ends logically. It's just another blip that this woman, this idealistic woman, this rebel, this revolutionary, has to survive.